Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friend. It's Wednesday, November the 6th, and we're going to talk about the Art League and the Callaway Shelter.
But believe it or not, before we came on, we were talking about solar panels.
We were, Paul. Very exciting.
A big discussion here about solar panels. We had to stop to talk about the Art League. Diana Moxon, good to have you here.
Thank you, Paul. Always fun.
Yeah. You got solar panels in your house, don't you?
We do. We do. We have 6 solar panels. We're 95% renewable, our energy in our house.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. But we're here to talk about
the Columbia Art League.
The Columbia Art League, and what have you got going?
We have a brand new show that's just opened, and tomorrow evening is the opening reception. Tomorrow evening, Thursday the 7th, from 6 till 8 p.m. Uh-huh. So you get to see the new show. The new show is called Give a Gift of Art. It's our annual holiday season member show with all work done by Columbia Art League members in all sorts of medium, with photography, painting, ceramics, wood, jewelry.
And this show runs how long?
Right through until the beginning of January. So this is where you come to do your Christmas or holiday season shopping.
And you brought along some items.
I did bring along some little
items. This is a gourd.
It is, by Melinda Lotvin.
Melinda Lotvin.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the gourd goddess.
In fact, she is.
She was on here. And this is a bit of her artwork. So she's got it down at the Art League.
This is actually in what we call the sales gallery area. So this is a small, she's lots of different tiger and lion and cat gourds that you can see there. So there's lots of things like that. And those are like $20.
Oh,
so
they're great gifts. She's a terrific artist. Mm-hmm. And what have you got here?
A beautiful glass tiger eye bracelet by Kelly Milligan. Grito. Okay. Just beautiful. I love how you can see all the tiger stripes.
Right. If you want to see this, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch the video of this. But you're painting a beautiful picture of it, too.
And here we know, like a beautiful pair of lovely coffee mugs, $25 each.
And these are all made locally?
All made locally. Okay. So I always think, you know, when it gets to the holidays and everybody goes rushing off to the big box stores to buy gifts and things.
Right, you go down to Columbia Art League.
Exactly. There's so many lovely things.
And you help the local artists.
You do. You do. Keep art alive in the community.
That's right.
There's always so much to see. Lovely little glass dishes. I mean, $12.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to spend a fortune.
What is this thing, anyway?
It's like a little incidental dish. I guess you could put, you know, your rings on it at night, or jewelry on it, or you could put little sushi bites on it.
It's like a little saucer. But you know, when you eat Chinese or Japanese food, and you put the soy sauce in here, or wasabi.
Yeah.
It's like a little container that you could, so you can do whatever you want with it.
You could do whatever you wanted. All you have to do is give me $12 and then it's yours to do what you want
with. Once you buy it, it's yours. Use it however you want. But go down to the Columbia Art League and see the show opening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night from 6 to 8, we do the opening reception. So we have music and a little bit of snacks, food, and lovely art to see. Lisa Rose and Joel Anderson come down and do a little light jazz.
Uh-huh.
So you can, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything to come in. You can just come in and enjoy the art, meet lots of the artists who are in the show, and then do a little holiday season shopping.
Do they need to ring you up before they come in?
They do not need to ring me up or even send me an email. They can just show up.
Yes. Okay. Diana Moxon, thank you so much for coming by. Is there anything else that you want to mention before we go?
No, I'll let you move on, because if you get me started, you know I won't stop.
Okay, how's my knighthood coming along?
We're working on that. Right. Got lost in the mail.
All right, thank you. Diana Moxon from the Columbia Art League. Now we go from England to Switzerland. This is a real international segment that we have. Johanna Dierda, good to have you here.
It's nice to see you, Paul.
Johanna.
Yeah.
And I love your accent, Johanna.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I'm working hard to keep it that way, too.
Yeah, that's just natural. And Carrie Flagg. Good
Thank
to have you,
you
here,
Thank
Claire.
You for
Carrie.
Having me.
Now, Johanna and Carrie are here to talk about Callaway Hills, Callaway Hills Animal Shelter. Tell me about this.
The animal shelter is actually the only shelter in a few counties that is a no-kill shelter. And they are really in need of funds. They are kind of struggling, like all the animal shelters are, and they could use some volunteers. So
this is a no-kill?
This is a no-kill shelter. And, you know, you and I have adopted animals from shelters.
Yes.
And we have picked up strays and nurtured them back to health. And I cannot tell you how many animals I've picked up on the road, mm-hmm. put in my trunk, and taken them home and nursed them back to health. So I want to talk a little bit about the responsibility that comes with an animal that you adopt and that you're interested in maybe going to the shelter and see for yourself if you have that eye-to-eye contact with the animals that tells you, I need to go home with this animal.
Exactly. And you know, you know that when you see an animal
yes.
that you make contact with.
Yes.
You know immediately that there is something special there, and this is the dog that should come home with me, or this is the cat that I should
yes.
bring in and take care of.
Right. And then when you get it home, it doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't.
There is so much that goes on after you take an animal home. I had to get my animal spayed at age 6, which was a very delicate procedure at that age.
Because that's pretty old age.
Pretty invasive.
Yeah.
And, give it all the shots it needs. We don't want to forget about that. Get the flea collar. Not leave your animals out in the freezing cold, which is coming now. The season is going to be cold. And in my neighborhood, I tell you, Paul, I hear animals barking at night when they should not be out. Animals need to be in when it's very cold. And Carrie can tell you a little bit what to do when you want to go to the shelter and pick an animal.
And adopt an animal.
Okay.
Yes, so Callaway Hills is, like Johanna had said, it's one of the only privately owned, no-kill, nonprofit animal shelters that's around. It's been around since the early 1980s. All of the animals that come from Callaway Hills have full vaccinations. They're microchipped, they're spayed and or neutered because, again, that is part of the shelter's mission is the responsibility of pet ownership and making sure that it's a lifelong commitment. And we're taking care. I mean, the process has to stop somewhere. There's just so many animals that are available. There's so many breeders out there, and it's hard to get people to realize what an impact that has, what a negative impact it has, actually. And so our motto right now is adopt, don't shop.
Mm. Okay. We're out of time, but if people want more information about Callaway Hills Animal Shelter, what's the phone number?
It's 573-896-4049.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Good having you here, my friend Johanna. And my new friend, Carrie, and of course over here, the old one, Diana Monk. I love you all.
Don't be upset.
Johanna's got some boots on there. Travis McMillan is our director from the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun O'Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.